With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says the past 4 years of Biden policies in this country, including sky-high inflation, have left many young workers to lose 20% of the value of their savings.
Meanwhile, we've seen home prices absolutely explode. We've seen the interest rates on mortgages also hit the highest in literally decades. So all of this combines to create a situation where young people simply can't get ahead.
Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network the discouragement could lead some younger Americans to embrace radical leftist economics. Some Americans are showing a more favorable view of the Supreme Court these days, ever since the Roe v. Wade decision.
A survey from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows about a third of U.S. adults have hardly any confidence at all in the court. That's down from 43% 3 years ago. About half of Americans have some confidence in the court, up from 39% in July 2022. It's mainly Republicans and independents who are responsible for the increased confidence. But even among Democrats, the percentage saying they have low confidence in the high court has dropped from 2022. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Thai and Cambodian leaders will meet in Malaysia tomorrow to discuss ending hostilities. This follows pressure from President Trump to resolve a deadly border dispute that's killed several score people and displaced over 150,000. Russia's scaling down festivities honoring its Navy today, citing security concerns in the ongoing war against Ukraine. Drones from Ukraine posed a challenge to the Kremlin. Russian authorities canceled parades of warships in St. Petersburg and the far eastern port of Vladivostok. This is SRN News. The Texas Attorney General is suing an adult swimming program after two men were allowed to compete in the women's division at a meet this spring in San Antonio, with one placing first in several events. The suit alleges that U.S. Masters swimming undermined the trust of consumers because other swimmers faced an unfair disadvantage in the spring nationals. Attorney General Ken Paxton has issued a statement saying that U.S. Masters swimming, quote, has deprived female participants of the opportunity to succeed at the highest levels by letting men win countless events. Officials in some states are taking aim at higher education, seeking to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. Indiana, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Iowa, and Idaho have increasingly focused on university governance, the rules for who picks university presidents and boards, and how much control they have over the curriculum. President Trump threatening to remove federal funding from schools that push the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. After a year of research, the remnants of a colonial-era shipwreck discovered on a Scottish beach have been identified.
Through a mix of high-tech science and community research, they now have an answer. Researchers announced on Wednesday that the vessel is very likely the Earl of Chatham, an 18th-century warship that saw action in the American War of Independence before a second life hunting whales in the Arctic and then a stormy demise. Some 270 shipwrecks have been recorded around the 20-square-mile island since the 15th century. I'm Karen Shamas.
Today is Sunday, July 27th. It's the 208th day of 2025. The moon is waxing. Evening stars are Mars, Mercury, Neptune, and Saturn. On this date in history, 1909, Orville Wright set a record by staying aloft in a plane for 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 40 seconds. It's a big deal back then. This is SRN News.